Shalom, and here in Branson, Missouri, it's good afternoon. And I want to welcome any new people to the call. Maybe you found out about the call during Autumn Assembly, and I'm quite sure we have some new ones. There are a couple of things that we try to always remember to do, and the main one, well, number one, be in the Spirit. Bless the Lord when you come on the line, and be sure to be one of the prayers. Don't be just listening, and don't wait to get involved until Max starts reading the interpretation. Because I'm going to, we have from the Lord an assignment, and that assignment is that all the saints in prayer are to pray, and then Max hears in Arabic. And so you need to pray. You need to bring your supply of the Spirit, not just be waiting or doing something else, but praying in the Holy Spirit, being in the Spirit, because the Lord says his instructions that he gave to us are to pray 15 minutes, and then there will come an interpretation. But the interpretation Max will hear in Arabic, like they heard in their own native languages in Acts chapter 2, but it is the interpretation of all the saints in prayer. So you are all the saints. You are, God calls us a company. He calls us a prayer company. So this is not just something for to spectate or to just kind of be, well, we'll see what's going on. This is for participation. And number two, as a courtesy, we always mute our phones. I heard today a conversation. If you don't mute your phone, we're going to hear your conversations. But we need you to mute your phone, even if you're going to begin by praying in the Spirit there in your own house. Because when you mute your phones, it leaves the line clearer. And the more and more people that come on, it's more difficult to hear where people are from. But it's a great blessing when people come on and they say where they're from. So we can hear them more clearly if we keep our lines clear. And that means we mute our phones. And if you don't know how to mute your phone, ask your grandchildren or your children. They'll know how. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, Miss Billy, I am on the line, and I'm highly favored and blessed. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Well, I just want to thank God for strength. Over and over and over, he says to us that he strengthens us. And, you know, we've just had a meeting, and it's been a – these meetings are different from other meetings. These meetings, we work, we pray, and sometimes they're long. And so there's a lot of – you know, when a lot is going out of you, and so a lot – is come was drawn upon from me and through me, from the Lord, of course, but all of us, the musicians, Max, everybody who took part. And so now thank God for Shabbat and for rest, and that he has, before God, instituted the Sabbath into the earth. Nobody got a day off from work. Nobody. So, but he instituted it. So I'm getting ready. I'm going to take a good Shabbat. But before I take that Shabbat and that rest, I just want to praise him for the strength he gave me to go in all of those meetings. It's just amazing how strengthened I am, how strengthened I was in the meetings. I just want to praise him for that and thank him and give him glory and honor. And I want to thank him for strengthening you, Brother Max, because here you've been flying around the world, driving from the north to the south and back. And I know that he's been faithful to strengthen you, and I know you'll be faithful to take a Shabbat, right?
Yes, I am. I am taking a Shabbat on Thursday. And maybe between after this call until our service tonight, I'll be resting. So, praise God.
And then tomorrow, nobody call him, nobody text him. Brother Matt Hammond said to me, how do you do it? How do you manage to take a Shabbat? Because I heard from Brother Hagin, you have to pace yourself so you don't wear out. And the way I do it, I just tell them, nobody, especially the little wonderful administrative assistant I have, Lynn Brim, I say, nope, no decisions today. Don't call me today. Today's my Shabbat. Because sometimes your Shabbat can be on Sunday, but sometimes it needs to be another day, especially for preachers. So bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We stay in a place of rest and can receive from God. Well, praise the Lord. Is there anything you would like to add or say, Brother Max?
You know, the Lord has really taken us to a higher, higher level. And we all together as one company. I mean, he is pulling us out, and we are rising up, just like Chip said. We are to arise. We are to kum. We are to kumi. Kum for male and kumi for female. Mm-hmm. We are to get up and serve him. And we are to forgive one another. We are to forgive one another.
Utmost importance. Utmost.
Yes.
Utmost importance. And you know who you have to forgive. And, you know, any minister, you're going to see humanity in them. We're all humans. So forgive my flaws, please. And any and Brother Max's and Brother Chip's and anybody, your pastor, just be quick to forgive. And don't be making it a matter of gossip. You know, well, I don't like this. I don't like that. Praise the Lord, then you're going to have to get forgiveness and waste a lot of time messing around. So it's of utmost importance because he is taking us. He talks to us over and over. He did during the autumn assembly again and again today, from glory to glory. And the higher the glory that you can manifest is going to depend upon actually the holiness of your temple in a way. You don't want to be holding out part of yourself. You know what I'm saying? You want to be holy means dedicated. Well, it means all in. Chip preached on all in for a long time. You're just all in. Hallelujah.
Miss Billy, I would like to add one more thing. I just remembered a sister at Prayer Mountain at the tent meeting. She said, she asked me, she put a request, which she's absolutely right. To pray for opening the government, what they are doing for closing the government, is something we really don't want to see. Disabling, yes. Paralyzing the funding for our troops, for our workers, for the government workers, you know, for all the
all right.
federal government. So I
well,
believe
why don't
we
you start in with that, brother? Why don't you lead the prayer on that?
Okay. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. بإسم الرب يسوع المسيح. بإسم الرب يسوع المسيح. We thank you, Lord, that our government will be open and the Democrats and Republicans will come to an agreement to be in unity, even if they don't know it, Lord, even if they don't know it, that the Spirit of God will zap them, will touch them, will touch their hearts and will touch their minds. And they will see the extent of this being down or shut down. We take our seats right now in the name of
Amen.
Jesus, the name above all names, the name above all names, that the government will be reopened right now in Jesus' name, in Jesus'
and
name, the name above all names.
We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, that you're answering the prayer.
Yes.
He prayed, Max prayed, and all people agreed that you will influence it. And right now I'm coming after the devil, and we're all going after him. Satan,
okay.
In the name of Yahuwah Yeshua, you listen to us. We are a company of the Lord. And in the name above every name, Yahuwah Yeshua, we come out against you. And we say, Satan, and you princes of the power of the air that have stirred up this thing and have kept this division, we render you powerless. We come against you and we say right now, cease and desist in your maneuvers, manifestations, and operations against the operating of the government of the United States of America. And we mean today, right now, in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
Heavenly Father, how thankful we are that we are not under the feet of the devil, but that he's under our feet. how thankful we are for the revelation of Colossians chapter 1, and how thankful we are for the revelation of Ephesians chapters 1 and chapters 3, that you literally want to fill the church with your glory.
Yes.
All those scriptures, that we might be filled with the glory of God. Heavenly Father, in the name above every name, how thankful we are. I'm grateful for the change. I'm grateful for the change in me. Dear Father, it's almost impossible to imagine that the goal is that we be changed into the image of Jesus Christ. The pattern for the tabernacle in the wilderness you gave to Moses. The pattern for the temple in Jerusalem, which Solomon built, but you had given the pattern to his father David. And now you have given us the pattern. And the pattern is Yeshua himself.
Yes.
We are to be made and brought into the pattern, the image of Jesus. Max and Quinn and me and every person on this line, God's purpose is that we come into the image of Jesus and the steps that will be made. You came into us, and we thank you for us at our new birth. You became Christ in us, the hope of glory. And now as we look into the Word of God that you give in the written Word, in these words that come on Wednesdays, in our own hearts day by day, that as we look into this Word of God, your Word, with unveiled face, as if it is a mirror, the Holy Spirit is changing us from glory to glory. I yield myself to you, Father, and I pray for the yielding of the body of Christ. We lift up the body of Christ. The body of Christ, Lord. Amishantobra. That's what you're talking about. And that's what we're praying for. That the body of Christ, Holy One, would be mangologobraska, greatly changed, in Jesus' holy name. Asaprangombri katekalakambra alakabranga samanakohorokobratya nakohorokodiongdodogodoshka. Krivanyo nakohorokabitio nangorogodoshka dambri kaldange idikabaska. Grivanyo nakoshi dalakapre. Krivanyo no kohru kombaka la kadala kapaka la kamba. Ishataro gohru kodari kombre kete kifa. Ishane me kwaya la kora maneka. Samina koka avilandenye. Samilandierno shapi tuta. Avindio. Avindio nera. Kavila kohu. Ashita la kebre. Mitonyana kwa. Kalevorodeve elikomba mastgorgombebla kaha engalakaha faka nyanda. Sene kalaka anyu gelibrahala kangaka ako. Tebrehita. Kalagariando blakalaka fra. Misho tobre fredele kohorokongara kadavi. Krasaka danje hezakukala kapra. Isatoko preti di gahala kambretia na kadaska tambra. Iskoto prakati gahala kanka. Isatoko kakala kambraktia. Libera di hifra. Siko. Sikonia. Mancho ni kashka. Brividu futuku wapa makuti. Kavaleta makunga. Da itete asho nakita kai. Krafi nongoro kodopa. Slavita hanye. Manioterio dabrika de kabinio. Isatoko horoko biblia kangala kadashkata karakatinyo. Pravalaka pandyana karakatashka taprikataka pa. Eshata kotoko hopa. Mandyana kohoroko doshka taprikataka loka. Privilegia. Ojene kutya do eleka prakataka danje. Rivationa koramana kala dele kanganga. Ishete kohoroko brikate ka frangele konto brakate ka. Isato papalita. Isato papalita frangele mongwa. Frangele mongwa. Frangele mongwa. Preshkatonya ne kohoroko papa. Isatio isatio. Uavalito horakandia. Ajana makote de kovreke. Kabila tonya ne kwale kote le kafra. Hes kudo osh kanjana kachi. Hes kudo konga ala kakito ala kakito. Ve balatoria manakaya na kalakafa. Ujo to petiano no kohore kapito kobre predishwanya na kore kambrakya. Istianta nonya tikapa. Oh Father, you're so good. Pilanjo bikako. Mijato to koprika de katapre. Lafka do koko, le te de koho janjande, de kodoshka la bika la kaka. Inine non yambre, ke de kodo ushaka, la manda kopre, te de kanga la kappa. Afrita non yerto, afrita tonye ne qua, e jana nonye ne kalakabatita. Ishato, ishato, ishato. Ibilitu hishwa. No. Mako toko pipa. Brandi fraga doshe kete ka laka. Yana ka laka bito. Osiantora manakra kaleka aliediando rugo do ushaka. Reka teke tashi. Mili dufu fuwa te ando rugo do tra. I meni kua hala ka brev to frandieni kua vedi ado go do jishanto robo babri te i kua braka. Tiebre ho tiando e di gamba e le kambra ka la kaka nye ne ko horo go braktiano kor shedi e le katafre. Brita manio no kora, mananier tono kombre kateka bala halito do da go babi do di gonjansha. Sheto, 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 to capre. Sheto, sheto, no combra quiete. Valianda le copra fletia nano die. Calagara diene. Belle torre co pepra catate co scendere co d'oro co cacale a tonja. Ashatolo koprekte na katiata koho shantya ne koho shakya. Ishato kora kele kambraktya na kodo preka da gadashka. Blesso, 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 blesso. Kama ne kwele kondya na kodo afka da brakataya na kala kambre. Ishato do koho reka bikyo na koro kodo leka bapa. E je ne karakondiende di godoshka dobre katakalaka flakadino. Prijata toto kohola. Prijata kokohola kanya na kakaya. Shebe frenihinyano la shenya. Keve de ghalitio savraksyo. Sabrakcho makinya makor. Ashetu huru kupwa. Ashetu kuhuru kuchakta. Ashetu kahala kakanga nga nashka nashka. Velitva sho telakam prakatete frahele kanga. Eshatoko tiang torokoho. Eshete kahalakaya na kahalakanga. Krevele to manakalaka dicha. Kibra godo hushendiak torokoto hushakaka. There's so much beauty. Avratoria, Bangoletivka, Kridele Kongrecha, Izemati Frato do Kosha de Kale, Brando de Kibra Cafeno, Agenie Nequala Kietadi, Aviato Sebatoniandi, Combrafia Coretia Tarake. Ishoto kafra kalaniete. Masutele gobra hafitoro godoshka. Krimakor gombrega atie. Pridanyo no kohoshatiete. Libru dojwa pitanyo. Bishwa tu finya. Bishwatu finye, abushwa jandirno gravitio, pamenakaka ishanto, lavito mankila alatina, la goradijka dosha fito, petia inyenihitu, alagoriata ashokompre, kafika de gohole kebetia, Ashondo koro kodish katoche de kohoshable. Kifri duhoshwa para kodeha shanganga. Lord Mikako. Bejwe fretuta. Bejwe. Bejwe kopre enyano nomba ala kokobri ke di godajke. Freli kobra kya braka donje de koto hishaka bra. Ah, shato, shato kobre patiata. Krabi dien doro manierto. Kabile diosko doriata ore kobre fretish kanko cha. Jeshete tako palito. Eya to fetio mandi ashete olivretia olivetra shaki suita suita nombre. Aba letonia ni qua da kirio dabra, ma le congra vide cosverto nanana cobre, gavilla to baraka chiandor goto hoshekia taraka mumshaka. Creva la catihile kaka, creva di la kahala kaka, ma tiet. Moso gobafi, moso kupima le brote pijwa, isio to preke frate, isio to gobali, to be grande, victo, gado, gado. Manakita, manakita, manakita. Grave di ricoce, grave di riscata. Isha to ko prekia frakadiha nyana ko la frakatita. Ko baka frey nyana ko la vi. Re shanko to ka fretio. Gyandale ka praka fianto la ki. Eitro kumbara ki eto. Oh, shatabakahai, shatakahai, shatakahai. Preskatanjirikashakya. Levaratishkatanjirikatoshka. Prakatagalakumpra, kalakabrakyanda. E palakatyanda, e palakatyanda. Mishtotomya pakalakadashka. Ishatokolapito. Kraskatanya na kohorokodoshka tamprikatagadavra. Krivalatotya na kohorokopakta na kotieshka danche. Krivato tokohulepibrakalakaka. Ishamana karakatashka tamprikatagadavra. Parashete, parashete vita. Parashete viakonga, mangoro kotoja kepra, kebeleto jantiento rekotoska. El verita, cavritor candiene na copra, cridagno na corco dole cobreve le tasca. Sanyo, oh sanyo, sanyo, sanyo. Ikala kalleria no korokodon se de kodoshka brak se de kodoshka tabrik. Ise te korokodiang dorko kose karo kodoshka tabrik kotia. Mele kobra katafka kadadshan de le kodoshka. Svetora meneka. Svetora. Suetora meneka, suetora menequa, suetora menequa. Kavila doja, kabrekata ka frondia negora kodopre. Wijatora valitonia nequa, ashadegora kabila tenia nequa. Atio prakata la kai enaka la kapla. Mesuta mia conga vito, mia conga lacie da kama na ko oloko bitia. Campegna, campegna, campegna. Gravido loko krokodoshka. Krasianto pakalitenie. Ishator matito, matito kanga, and breskedo chanya. Kalikorete, ivalo tigando ni cabra, olita la hakaya, nakalakahalandia, ni korogodoshki di kalakabevie, shetanyo, shetanyo kafi. Praise the name of the Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. O Father, when I consider all the worlds thy hand has made, how great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. Oh, we just love you and praise you and give you glory and adoration and thanksgiving, both now and evermore. Thank you for today. Thank you for the moeds that we had today, the appointments that we had today to work with you. As is written in 1 John, that we can have fellowship, partnership with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and all of the heaven's economy. It's just a wondrous, wondrous thing, Lord. This glorious work that you prepared beforehand, that we should walk in it. In the name above every name, we thank you. Amen and amen. Brother Max, are you there?
Amen. Yes, I am here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay. The first statement. I am so glad you are here today. I am so glad. I am so glad that I am so glad you are here today, joining me, my children.
But what was joining, the word after today?
Joining.
Enjoying.
Joining me.
You're kind of muffled.
Okay, sorry. Okay, I'm getting closer to the phone now. Joining.
Okay, all right.
Joining. Well, remember the Spirit of God will get better here with me in the end. I am so glad you are here today joining me, my children, on this call.
Oh, Father, I'm glad you're glad.
On this call, to be called for my glory. I read it again. I am so glad you are here today joining me, my children, on this call to be called for my glory. And that is the first statement. I am so glad you are here today joining me, my children, on this call to be called for my glory. All right. Then he gave us Matthew 6:27. Matthew 6:27. Job, the book of Job, 42:2. Job 42:2. Matthew 6:27. Job 42:2. Okay. Next statement is let's look it down. All underlined. This statement is underlined. I'm going to read. God uses this rich diversity. God uses this rich diversity.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
I didn't understand the word before diversity.
Rich. R-I-C-H as in Henry.
R-I-C-H?
Is that rich? R-I-C-H. Rich, yeah. God uses this rich diversity to carry out his will and my plans with an S, and my plans always bolder, bigger, and better. And my plans always bolder, bigger, and better than anything you could imagine and see. Okay, I'll read it again. God uses this rich diversity to carry out his will, and my plans always bolder, bigger, and better than anything you could imagine and see. And it's all underlined. His statement is all underlined. Next scripture here. Esther, the book of Esther 4, verse 14, 1-4. Esther 4, 14. Psalm 33, 11. Psalm 33, 11. Esther 4, 14, Psalm 33, 11. Next statement. You all have an Q, U, N, I, Q, U, E.
Unique.
Oh, my goodness. I was way off. Okay. Oh, that makes sense. Gifts.
Unique. Unique gifts.
Okay. Unique, yeah. You all have unique gifts. And talents with an S. Gifts with an S, talents with an S. You all have unique gifts and talents. This rich, again, he gives this word again, rich, R-I-C-H, diversity to carry out my will. Was my friend and prophet, to carry out my will with my friend and prophet today in this prayer. Today in this prayer. The rest of it is underlined. Four words, five words here. I am using you all. I am using you all. Okay, I'll read it again.
Wait a minute. Give us a little pause after you finish.
Okay.
And then go back and read it. Okay, now we got it.
You all have
unique.
Yes, sir. You all have unique gifts and talents. This rich diversity to carry out my will with my friend and prophet today in this prayer. I am, underline part, I am using you all.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Next statement. This one is short. You are certain groups. Yeah. You are certain groups, friends.
But just a minute.
Okay.
Okay, you are certain
groups.
Then what?
Groups, G-R-O-U-P-S.
Okay.
Friends with an S. And representative? P-E-R-S. Okay, P-E-R-S-P-E-C-T-I-V-S. V-E-S.
Perspectives?
Perspectives, yes. Perspectives. Mm-hmm. You're right. Okay. You are certain groups, friends, and perspectives. And that is the statement. You are certain groups, friends, and perspectives. Okay. He's sure teaching me how to spell from now on and read.
And you know, he's teaching us all the Bible. We get so familiar with verses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, where was I? Okay, Psalm
32, verse 8. Psalm 32, 8. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Romans 12, 12. He gives us a lot. Romans 12, 12. Psalm 32, 8. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Romans 12, 12. Okay, next statement. Let's see. Quite long, but it's not underlined. And it reads like this. Know that my plan always for you. Know that my plan always for you to feel secure. To feel secure in your journey. In your journey. When you align your hearts, when you align your hearts with my will, when you align your hearts with my will.
Just a moment, please. Is that realign your hearts?
When you align your heart. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm not getting the word before align. Is it realign?
Before align?
Mm-hmm.
You. When you align. Okay, let me start all over again.
Okay, when you align your hearts, is that it?
Yeah, when you align your hearts.
When you align your hearts. Is that it?
Correct.
Okay, got it.
With my will. With my will. You can discover the gifts. The gifts and path that.
What is that? What is that word? Path?
P-A-T-H as in Henry S.
Mm-hmm.
Path.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That lead you toward, that lead you toward my fulfillment. For my fulfillment for you all. So I'll read it. That's it. I'll read it again.
Let me read it to you and see if I got it right.
Okay.
I don't know, but somehow today it's kind of fuzzy. I don't know.
I could hear you clear. Yeah, I could hear you clear.
Mhm. But to me, it's not as clear as it sometimes is. Okay, here we go. Know that my plan always for you to feel secure in your journey. When you align your hearts with my will, you can discover the gifts and paths that lead you toward my fulfillment for you all.
Correct. That is
okay,
correct.
Good.
So I don't have to read it again.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Oh, and then he gave us one of the favorite verses here, Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28. Philippians 2:13. Okay, so Romans 8:28, Philippians 2:13. Next statement is, let's see, underlined. All of it is underlined. The one I'm going to read is underlined. Declare. Your victory. Declare your victory that God has provided. Declare your victory that God has provided for you. Provided for you. Be positive. Declaring. ING. Be positive. Declaring. All. The positive words with an S. All the positive words over yourself. Because over yourself, because I has provided a way for you and your nations with an S. Because I have provided a way for you and your nations. Okay, I'll read it again, all underlined. Declare your victory that God has provided for you. Be positive, declaring all the positive words over yourself, because I have provided a way for you and your nations. That is the statement, and it's all underlined. All right. Scriptures here. 1, 2, 3, 4 scriptures coming. 2 Corinthians 5:21. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Ephesians 1:3. Ephesians 1:3. Colossians with a C, 1:28. Colossians 1:28. 1 John 2:5. 1 John 2:5. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Ephesians 1:3. Colossians 1:28. 1 John 2:5. Okay. Declare your victory. Declare your victory. The power. Declare your victory. The power of God. The power of God in your life.
Just a minute now. I'm not sure I got the words right. Declare okay. Your victory. And then next is.
The power of God in your life. You can speak my words. You can speak my words and stand on my victory, and stand on my victory that you have in me, your Jesus. I'll read it again. Declare your victory, the power of God in your life. You can speak my words and stand on my victory that you have in me, your Jesus. And that is the statement. You want to read it again, Miss Lee?
I think that's good. Mm-hmm. I've
okay,
got it.
Okay. Okay. Then the Lord gave us 1 John again, 5:20. 1 John 5:20. Well, it's not the same scripture. 1 John 5:20. 2 Corinthians 1:20. Wow, how the word of God's work. 2 Corinthians 1:20. Okay. Next statement. Read like this. Being in me and having my victory. Being in me and having my victory, that you are not a slave. Oh, not slaves. Not slaves to your flesh. Not slaves to your flesh. Oh, the rest of it is underlined. So, not slaves to your flesh. Now, the rest is underlined. The result of salvation, the result of salvation in Jesus, that you are under the grace of God. So, the underlined part, start with the result.
Just a minute.
Okay. I'm going to read all of it again anyway.
I know, but we need to have time to finish the last statement.
I know, and I get excited. I want to finish the statement.
When you finish the last of the statement, then we need a little time to write it before you go back and read it.
Okay. Let me know.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Okay.
I have to stand up for the people that are writing.
Praise the Lord.
I know you get excited to see what's next. So do I.
I think everybody is.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that amazing how it just like get downloaded like in my hand and
I
like
know.
Through the glory of God and then
it's
like,
a
okay, Lord, what is it? Okay.
It's a miracle.
From the beginning, being in me and having my victory, that you are not slaves, to your flesh. Isn't that awesome?
It's wonderful.
Not slaves to your flesh. Now, the underlying part. The result of salvation in Jesus, that you are under the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. The result of salvation in Jesus, that you are under the grace of God. Okay. Oh, and give us another well-known scripture, John 16:33. John 16:33, Romans 8:11. Romans 8:11. Okay, let's see here. This is underlined. Yes, all of it is underlined. So the next statement is underlined, all of it. And read like this. The same power, the same power and the same spirit, the same power and the same spirit dwells in you believers. The same power and the same spirit dwells in you, believers, that power is in you today. That power is in you today and available to you. Use it. Wow. Use it. And it's all on the line. I'll read it again. The same power and the same spirit dwells in you, dwells in you believers. That power is in you today and available to you. Use it.
You see, that's referring back to Romans 8:11, which says the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. That means resurrection power dwells in us. We can use it. That's what Romans 8:11 says. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. And he will quicken your mortal body.
Yeah.
That's so resurrection power dwells in us.
And he said today, right now, and available to you. Use it. Don't set it on the shelf. You have it. Okay. Praise God. Where was I? Oh, 2 Corinthians 5:17 and 18. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 17 and 18. Philippians 3:8, verses 8 through 11. Next statement, it's actually the last statement. Oh, it's underlined, all of it. Okay, this one is underlined also. You have been sealed. S-E-S-E-A-L-E-E-L-E-D. You have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. You have been sealed with the Holy Spirit, which I have given you as a guarantee, of your salvation. That is the statement, and I will read it again. You have been sealed with the Holy Spirit, which I have given you as a guarantee of your salvation. Wow, don't you feel like jumping out and running around?
Yes, that's right. My goodness.
You have been sealed with the Holy Spirit, which I have given you as a guarantee of your salvation. Wow. Praise the Lord. Okay, another scripture here. 2 Corinthians 1, 21 and 22. 2 Corinthians 1, 21 and 22. Trust in me, and trust in me is underlined again. So we had both morning and noon. Trust in me is underlined.
Bless the Lord.
All yours, Miss Lily. Praise the Lord.
I just love that first statement. I just love it. I just love it that God said that to us.
Yeah,
I'm so glad you are here today joining me, my children, on this call to be called for my glory. You see, if I had time to preach it to you, we pray every morning when we do that Ephesians prayer, give unto me the spirit of wisdom that I might know what is. Now, the first line is the hope of your calling. When you look it up in the Bible, New Testament, it tells you we're called unto glory. It's our call unto glory. Matthew 6:27. And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his life? Now that's what you said, Matthew 6:27. That's what it says in the ESV.
Yeah, it's Matthew 6:27.
But that is not what it says in the King James, nor in the Amplified. The King James says, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? The Amplified says, and who of you by worrying and being anxious can add one cubit to his stature or to his span of life? Well, you can't do it by worrying, but you can add to your length of life by faith. But by worrying, you can't make yourself any, you can't add time to your life, nor can you add inches to your stature by worrying. But that's not what we do. Job 42:2. I know that you, God, can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. That means stopped. None of God's purposes can be stopped. And the other next line is, God uses, and it's all underlined, this next statement.
Right.
God uses this rich diversity to carry out his will, and my plans always bolder, bigger, and better than anything you could imagine and see. Only God really knows the diversity on this phone call. Our diverse backgrounds. Only God knows. But there's a rich diversity in it that God uses and values. Your background, so different from mine. Kamal's is so different from mine. Every person on this line is so different. But God uses it, and he calls it rich. Esther 4:14. If you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Psalm 33:11. Even though we're all these different backgrounds, we came to the kingdom for such a time as this. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. You all have unique gifts and talents. This rich diversity to carry out my will with my friend and prophet today in this prayer. I am, and then underlined, I am using you all. Again, this next sentence is about our differences.
Yes.
You are certain groups, friends, and perspectives. We each have different perspectives on life, and he's using it to carry out his will. Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you.
Wow.
Proverbs 3:5-6.
We're all valued.
Mm-hmm. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. And that word acknowledge means know him intimately. Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Persevere, devoted to prayer, or constant in prayer. Know that my plan always for you to feel secure in your journey. I love it that he calls our life our journey.
Mm.
We're just sojourners. That's what one of the Old Testament prophets said. They said, how old are you? And he said, well, the time of my sojourning is so many years. So this is our journey, but it's not our goal. Our goal is our home in heaven. So, but we're always to feel secure. He doesn't want us down here in life feeling insecure. I'll read that again. Know that my plan always for you to feel secure in your journey. When you align your hearts with my will, you can discover the gifts and paths that lead you toward my fulfillment for you all. We all have unique gifts. We all have unique paths. But if we align our hearts, that's your spirit, with his will, you can discover the gifts you have in the past that lead you toward my fulfillment for you all. Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose.
Wow.
Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Underlined. Declare your victory that God has provided for you. Be positive, declaring all the positive words over yourself. Because I has provided a way for you and your nations.
Hmm. That could be about what we prayed for earlier. It could be a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure it is.
We provided a way.
2 Corinthians 5:21. He has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Here's the New American. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Colossians 1:28. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. Now this has come right after that verse which says, the mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And then, him we preach and proclaim, warning and admonishing everyone and instructing everyone in all wisdom, that we may present every person mature, full grown, complete, perfect in Christ, the Anointed One. That was the Amplified. Okay. 1 John 2:5. Whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God is perfected. By this we know that we are in him. Declare your victory, the power of God in your life. You can speak my words and stand on my victory that you have in me, your Jesus. 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. That's a marvelous verse. Marvelous. Wow. 2 Corinthians 1:20. That's just so full, that verse. For all the promises of God are in him, yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Okay. Being in me and having my victory, that you are not slaves to your flesh. And then underlined, the result of salvation in Jesus, that you are under the grace of God. John 16:33. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world. And then Romans 8:11, which he's going to speak to us about in the next verse, next statement. If the spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. That tells us the same spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. And
Amen.
That is resurrection, resurrection power. And he's in us, giving us life. The resurrection life spirit is inside me, quickening my mortal body every day. All right, and then underlined, the same power and the same spirit dwells in you believers. That power is in you today and available to you. Use it.
Wow.
So he's telling us to use resurrection power. 2 Corinthians 5:17-18. I didn't put something in there. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. We're supposed to be telling people that Jesus reconciled us to God.
Amen.
Philippians 3:8-11. Indeed, I count everything as loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. This is saying that he doesn't count on those things he used to count on. He used to count on keeping the law. This is saying that he can't count on that. He has to count on what God did for him in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same for people that think, well, if you just be good, you know. But this is this is what Paul said. Hallelujah. It's the grace of God. Now, underlined. You have been sealed with the Holy Spirit, which I have given you as a guarantee of your salvation.
Wow.
2 Corinthians 1, 21 and 22. What a wonderful guarantee, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 1, 21 and 22. And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us, and who has also put his seal on us and given us his Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee.
Wow.
That is 2 Corinthians 1:21 in the ESV.
ESV. I was just going to ask that.
It uses the word guarantee. It's the same thing. King James says he has sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. New American uses pledge. Amplified reads like this. But it is God who confirms and makes us steadfast and establishes us with you in Christ and has consecrated and anointed us, putting his seal upon us and giving us his Holy Spirit in our hearts as the security deposit and guarantee of the fulfillment of his promise. So the Holy Spirit in us is the guarantee of all that God has promised, our salvation, the fullness of our salvation.
My goodness.
You speak with tongues? That's the guarantee. Bless the Lord.
You
and
know,
then underlined, trust in me. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, I was going to say, the Lord gave us, after 1 John 5:20, he gave us 2 Corinthians 1:20, and then in the end, he gave us 2 Corinthians 1:21 and 22.
Oh, that's right, he did.
I wonder if we read the 20 and 21 and 22 together.
You want to read them all together? Let's do it.
Yeah. You're just there. Just
for all the promises of God are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now, this is King James. Now, he which establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who has also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Now here it is in the ESV. For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That means in Jesus. That is why it is through him that we can utter our amen to God for his glory. And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us, and who has also put his seal on us and given us his Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Hallelujah.
Wow. Hallelujah.
You got the Holy Ghost, you got Jesus, you got the promises of God. And he expects us to use what we've got in us.
Yes, yes. I mean,
praise the Lord. Unique gifts and talents, rich diversity. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. You know, I know the gifts and talents that I have. And then I see others in some people and I think, whoa, I don't have that gift.
Yeah.
You know? You know, like some people, they can paint gorgeous, beautiful portraits and scenes. I could only draw like stick men. It's God-given. Our gifts and talents are God-given. We all got some. every one of us, but it's a rich diversity. And God uses us all of our gifts and talents, to carry out his will. And when we align with his will, we can know what our path is. And it's bolder, bigger, and better than anything we could ever imagine.
That's right.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Whew.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You
know
what I'm going to go ahead.
What I'm going to do, because we've been giving Romans 8:28 a lot, I'm going to ask Margaret to pull all 8:28 and the statement before it, just to see what the Lord is really telling us all the time in 8:28, Romans 8:28. And
well, you're going to have quite a job, because that's the verse he gives us more than any other.
I know, but she could pull it really quick, because it's all in one document. And then John 16:33. I don't know. I believe if it's me or the Spirit of the Lord, I don't know. But I just
well,
got
probably
curious
he's telling
about
you
those
to do
two.
That. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that will be Margaret, not me.
But it's going to take you a while to read through it. I can tell you right now.
Yeah, she's in Missouri. She's probably rolling her eyes right now. But praise the Lord.
Okay. All right. Bless the Lord. It'll be interesting, but it might be a Bible full in itself.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, love you, and we'll see
you
next week for sure, and probably be in touch also. Shalom,
amen.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.